Parenting Moments on Shine FM every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Kimberly, thanks for joining us once again, and a great topic we started last week.
Yes, so we are at the anniversary of the beginning of COVID, and we know that many people are struggling with symptoms of depression. And this month, we are going to discuss six tips to help people who are really struggling at this point, given the effects of COVID-19. Okay. So tip number one, get professional help. So again, I introduced Michelle, our pseudo-client for the month of March, and here's what she said. So Michelle started feeling deeply depressed. She knew she should be concerned, having experienced suicidal thoughts in the past. After her partner expressed concerns, she called a therapist. That was step one, she said. I needed that outlet to be able to talk to someone who I didn't have to worry about burdening with my depressive thoughts. And Mike, I hear that often, that somebody who's struggling with depression often feels like a burden. And yeah. Therapy can be such a place of freedom where this unique kind of relationship where they can leave it here and know that their psychologist can be with them. And Nancy Liu, who is, again, the clinical professor at UC Berkeley, encourages people to turn to therapy if depressed because it can be really effective for overcoming mood disorders. However, she and myself are fully aware that this can be really tough for people right now. Some people have a struggle to pay for services right now. Some people just don't even know where to begin. So I know there's a huge need, and not everybody can do video because they don't have secure Wi-Fi or Zoom at home. And I want to just remind people that in-person is permitted, that psychologists are an essential service. And I want to give people some resources. So you can go to Psychology Association of Alberta to have a list of local therapists who are available to support you. It is a site run by psychologists for the public. Also, Psychology Today is a place where people can go to see a whole variety of psychologists who are in private practice. You can also contact Alberta Health Services or speak to your family doctor for referrals.
Okay. And, of course, reach out to your team, too.
Absolutely. And we have, again, a strong representation here of psychologists who are well-versed in working with children, teens, or adults struggling with depression.
Okay.
And then finally, we want to add small things to our lives that are good. So go for that walk. Take a moment to make your favorite tea. Paint a picture. Listen to a song you love. Just add little spots of good in your day. And many people have gotten pets during COVID. Mm-hmm. And this can be a really wonderful way to start to ease some of your depressive symptoms.
Okay, yeah. You got to look for those little things.
Yes, absolutely.
I like that. Of course, over the last while, there's been more and more talk about mental health, Kimberly, but which is great. But yeah, there's still that stigma there. People, if it was a physical health, they got no problem going to get help. But the mental one seems to get people kind of all messed up.
Yeah, and, you know, I think we are making headway, but it is still often a barrier. And I think, you know, I say it all the time to my clients who show up. It's courageous, right, to push through those barriers, those stigmas, those myths.
Yeah.
Get, you know, strong, wise counsel and professional support so that your health, your mental health can improve.
Yeah, definitely be taking care of yourself and reach out for help where you can, including Eckert Center with two locations.
north and south, yes, and that we have a fantastic website where people can go and get information at eckhartcenter.com, and we have our online booking, so it's very easy for people to get started here with one of our psychologists on our team.
Okay, very nice. And of course, a free initial consultation up for grabs each week here on Shine FM with Kimberly. Going to?
Let's go with caller number 3 today.
Nice. 403-276-8888. Caller number 3 right now. And Kimberly will continue this very important topic on depression again next week.
Thank you, Mike.